Few things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
And welcome back to another edition of the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And, yep. It didn't work out the way that we wanted as Packer fans. We unfortunately lost to those hated Vikings. But, that noise you heard after the game, that was all the Packer fans jumping out of windows and throwing their babies to the firemen. And
this is the official Week 2 Overreaction Podcast.
It is. But
we'll both fight against the crisis and join it.
But remember last year we talked about it. When we lost games, and you gotta filter all this BS that these pundits throw out there because they know you're gonna feed off of it.
Yeah, at least it's a shock to us when we lose a game. Mm-hmm. We're so spoiled that we expect to win every game.
Right.
We're not just beaten down like Browns fans who just have bad news after bad news, and they just go, yep, sounds about right.
Yeah, that's kind of like saying it's better to have $1 million than to be $1 million in the hole, because that's quite a whole different deal. But the Packers lost 14-17 at the Vikings' inaugural game at their new stadium. Very space age looking from what you could see, and
very expensive.
The best stadium taxpayer money could buy. So more power to them.
So, what are we drinking?
I'll tell you what my mix is, and Sean's mix. And then I'll tell you what the alcohol is. My mix is the old man mix. It's Diet Coke, caffeine free.
Oh, you're a mixer. I thought was confused what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and so mine's Jack Daniels and Coke.
Yeah, mine's Jack and Diet Coke and caffeine Diet Coke.
I know we've been doing a little fancier drinks to start out the season, but when you have a tough loss, you drink Jack. So, here we are.
Well, have we had a podcast since you gave me my present for
your birthday present? Yeah. No.
Well, if anybody's a Scotch fan, I can't remember the specific. Do you remember what you got me?
Glenmorangie 15.
It's wonderful Scotch, and it was for my 50th birthday present from Sean and my daughter Jenny, and thank you guys.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
But I put it back in the box. I put it in the back of the liquor cabinet, and your mom's looking at me, Marcia, and I said, this is not a once-a-week drink. This is maybe not even a once-a-month drink. This is going to be like those special occasions.
This will be my if I hit 51 drink.
Oh, God. The fingers are crossed, trust me. All right, let's get going here. Let's start off with the offense.
All right. How'd you feel about Aaron Rodgers?
Well, he looked rough. I mean, it's kind of like you have to base it on what we're used to seeing. He had some good passes, but, man, he just looked kind of out of it.
He did look rough. He looked rattled as far as being frustrated. And it kind of affected his play. Just the way he was trying to make things happen that weren't there. Mm-hmm. He's holding the ball one-handed down low in the pocket with pressure. Resulted in he had 3 fumbles throughout the game.
Yep.
We only ended up losing one of them, luckily.
Yes.
Late in the game, he had an interception that sealed our loss.
Oh, man, that hurt, too.
That
was so Favre-esque right there. And then you're playing against I guess you could call him journeyman now, Bradford, who came in two weeks before.
Yep.
And completed 22 of 31. And he actually looked pretty dang good.
He did look good.
He's gotten in there, and he's playing within the system. So
we beat the blank out of him, though.
Yeah, we did. He got knocked around pretty good.
Yeah.
I just gave you the stats for Bradford. It was 213 yards for Aaron, 20 of 36 passing. But, man, that's...
So about 56% would that be?
Mm. Oh, man, you're the numbers guy.
All right. I think it's about 56%. Typically with Rodgers, we're used to seeing around 65, 68%. So...
You know, I've watched... a couple of replays, you know, those little snippets and stuff like that. And it seems like he's not getting his reads the same, but I don't know how much of that is the receivers, how much of that is him. And
It seems like the receivers, from what I've watched, they're running good routes. They're getting open. It's more, I mean, there's a play third down, I think third and four. Two receivers were open in the middle of the field, wide open.
Yeah.
Easy. First down, he scrambles around, throws it out of bounds.
Yep.
And that's just, it's not like him.
It's but, like the confidence isn't there. Maybe it's just rubbing off from last year when he didn't have Jordy. I don't know.
But the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast will not be part of the Chicken Little Sky is Falling media.
Okay. Well,
because he is still Aaron Rodgers, and I think he's earned our trust in that.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, he's had a couple rough games. I know the stat that's been thrown around all week now since the game is 14 games without hitting 100 passer rating. Mm-hmm. He still has the best passer rating in history. He still brought us a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he still is a really competitive and smart guy. I think we'll get it figured out.
I totally agree with everything you're saying.
Before the word but. Matters, just so you know.
You're looking at my what? But it's I say it again.
Yep, there's the butt.
he is struggling. There's no doubt about it. And I don't know for sure what it is. I'm not gonna read too much into it. The real reason I said but was that it's only game dos. So,
that's why this is the overreaction podcast.
And that dos that was for all of our Mexican fans.
And I'd also like to just point out they have a really good defense.
Awesome. Yeah.
They really their linebackers, basically, they're so fast they take away the middle of the field. It's hard when you can only throw to the sidelines. Our timing didn't seem to be there. You saw that on the back shoulder throw that Jordy didn't even turn around for. Right. A couple of years ago, that was automatic.
Yep.
That was a first down every time.
Right. I totally agree with you. Yeah, the Vikings got a very, very tough defense, and that's what's going to have to carry them again this year.
Not to get ahead of ourselves, but I think the Packers also have a very, very tough defense this year. It's fun to watch.
So we'll touch on that a little bit more.
Yeah. Last thing I have to say about Rodgers, all right?
Yeah.
Midway through, I'd say about four, six games into 2014, everyone was saying Brady was washed up. It's getting old, declining. Doesn't mean anything.
No.
People are wrong all the time.
Well, everybody's based on emotion because you don't know. Let me back up. There's a couple of guys, and unfortunately, they're literally two guys that I can't remember the names offhand, that are announcers for the NFL, not doing the games, but people that talk about the game, that they actually, you know, actually one of them that's really good is Trent Dilfer. I don't know if you listen to many of his. He's on Dan Patrick sometimes and stuff like that. He really, you know, the guy played the game. He was a guy that wasn't the best athlete, but is super smart, and he learned it. Those are the people I like to listen to. They're not ones who are going to get wrapped up in the, oh, my God. No, we're not gonna go there. So
luckily, we're completely rational on this show, and we don't get things wrong.
we just don't ever really prognosticate much. We just kind of lay back here and talk about the game. We told you this all last year with our first year of the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast, is that if you're looking for information that's going to be like, we talked to you, a source told us, You can tune out right now.
This just in.
Yeah. So you're saying the Packer fans are overreacting?
Yep, totally agree. I'd say you calm down a little. Maybe R-E-L-A-X.
Mm-hmm.
I also think, while we're at it, we should calm down about Davante Adams. It seems like every game, people are complaining that he gets so many snaps. He gets so many targets. Why is he a starter? He gets so many targets because he gets open a lot.
Yeah.
He may not catch everything, but he's open.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that grab in week one that got us a touchdown when Rodgers was getting sacked. So he's a talented guy. I'd say they know more than we do.
I totally agree.
Let's see here. I was surprised that the right side of the offensive line played worse than the left side, the side we lost sitting on. Just seemed like it was kind of crumbling in on the right side the whole game.
And, you know, I don't know enough about the Vikings' defensive line, so they might have been overloading it. I don't recall. But they really are a really, really good defense. So let me ask you this, because this has bugged me. You're down there, easy chip shot, fourth and one.
To tie the game.
Tie the game. So, no, let's get fancy. Let's not just use our main running back.
Let's use Starks.
Yeah. Fourth and one.
In kind of a half draw type thing that takes a little bit longer.
It did not look good at all.
There's no fullback. We didn't do any kind of power run.
No. Just,
and so we don't get it. We're still down by three.
Yep.
We end up losing by three.
Yep.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, totally. And that'd be one of the things that's been kind of sticking
inside
a little bit.
What would we be saying if they got it, ended up getting a touchdown on the drive?
I'd say you got freaking lucky, dude. That's what I'd say.
Or you'd say you like that McCarthy's willing to go for it.
Well, it's what you signed up for with McCarthy, because he does do what's the word I'm looking for?
He takes risks.
He is risky at times. He's willing to push it.
Got some cojones.
So we're talking about running backs. What'd you think?
Lacy seems a little chubby. Maybe.
That's like, if Lacy's a little chubby, I'm looking super fit.
I don't understand how it seems like he's gained weight since training camp started.
Isn't it?
How can you play professional football and gain weight? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So
that's a whole lot of calories, dude. He's not drinking Diet Coke in Jack.
They didn't give him a ton of snaps.
No.
Played Starks most of the game. They're bringing in CJ Spiller to look at as a free agent. Could we be seeing the end of Eddie Lacy?
Well, I got to say,
your daughter would not be very happy about that. Your daughter wouldn't be very happy about that. She loves Lacy.
This is his contract year. And usually, guys try a little harder in the contract. Maybe he's just
He had the
fat
P90X.
And happy. I'll stop right there.
Good. So the running back toss isn't working.
No.
But we stick to it. You got to give us that. Mm-hmm. It's so frustrating. It seems like there's always something as a fan that you're watching that why don't they do this when it's this obvious to us?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, was it last year, the screenplay seemed to go for a first down every time.
But they wouldn't do it very often.
We talked about Jordy and Rodgers not really being in sync.
Yeah.
I mean, there was
a couple of nice plays that they had.
There was a couple of nice
plays. They were
kind
of very reminiscent of...
Clearly, offense isn't where we want it to be, isn't where it has been in the past. Do you want to move on to the defense on a more positive note?
Sure.
All right, how'd you feel about the defense?
I thought they're looking awesome. There's always going to be one or two guys that... let me back up. I don't think our secondary looked as good as they did in our first game by far. But our linebackers and our line looked very good.
Our front seven dominated that game. Mm-hmm. They kept us in that game. Mm-hmm. Our line pushed their line around the whole game.
Let me look here. I'll get you. Just keep talking. I got a number here
through
for you.
2 weeks now, we have the number one run defense in the league. Even Peterson got injured midway through, and for those that haven't heard, he's probably out for the rest of the regular season, maybe a playoff return.
That was in the third quarter he got injured. He had 12 carries for 19 yards. That was before the injury.
Yep. And so then overall, Peterson, Asiata, and McKinnon, their three running backs, combined for 20 rushes for 35 yards.
Wow. That's awesome.
Shut them down.
Yep. That's wonderful.
They had like a 6-yard run one time, and I remember being frustrated. And then realizing I shouldn't be frustrated.
One thing that you can't discount is the energy and how fired up the Vikings had to be for this being the opening game for their brand-new billion-dollar stadium.
NFL football is a momentum game.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something that gives you a lot of momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And we just didn't really do enough as a team to change that momentum.
Okay, so last week we won, but everybody was talking about the demise of Peppers. He's done. Look, and he didn't play at all.
Sack and a half.
This time he came in, and
I think it puts him at, was it number 8 or number 7 all time on the sack list? It's pretty cool. Yeah, he had a good game. Clay looked really good.
Yes.
Clay was there a lot.
Yes.
Clay, it seemed like every play, either Clay Matthews was right there or Mike Daniels was right there.
He wasn't in at the end of the game, though. He must have gotten nicked up.
Clay wasn't?
Yeah. He missed like the last 7 plays of the game.
Okay, I don't remember that. Yeah. He hurt his ankle at one point, but he went back in, so maybe that's what it was. Mike Daniels pushed him around all game. Even on plays he wasn't getting there, he was still pushing Khalil back into Bradford.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Khalil, the offensive lineman, offensive tackle for the Vikings, he had a hip injury during the game. That was affecting him a lot. He's actually on now. Injured reserve for the Vikings. He's out for the rest of the year.
I did not see that. Wow. Jeez.
That just came out a few hours ago.
Wow. Well, good for you, Snoop.
I keep up. AKA, I have a smartphone that alerts me to everything.
It's not like I got it that old. I got a 4S iPhone.
No, you have a smartphone, too. You just don't.
Well, no, actually...
it's a two-way street. Smartphone, smart owner. You can't
Hey, be nice. Cut back on the jack, buddy. My phone, because it is an older one, it's a 4S, when they do their updates, they bog down your phone so that it's like going, oh, sorry, you can't add anything to it. No, you can't do that feature anymore. You got to buy a new one. But I digress.
So, talked about how the front seven had a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Our secondary, not as good of a game. They still look pretty good. Stephon Diggs had a really good game against us. Kind of felt like a couple years ago when every opponent's star wide receiver had the game of their life against us.
Right.
But it really showed the level that Sam Shields is at right now. He's a very good shutdown corner for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the way our defense is built and our secondary is built, we kind of rely on him to be there. So him out with the concussion hurt us. Demarius Randall had a pretty poor game. He didn't look good overall. He has a lot of flaws we talked about last year where he's not getting his head around to spot the ball. He's not turning his body in time after he's bumping the receiver at the line. Just a lot of things we talked about last year that still seem to be flaws that are there. It all kind of adds up to make him really inconsistent and to make him frustrating to watch.
Oh, yeah, and you know they're going to start picking on him more and more and more.
And the weird thing is all you hear about him in practice and training camp is how he's head and shoulders above where they expect him to be. He's just doing great things. With Quentin Rollins, we weren't sure who was going to step up and be behind Sam Shields across the field from him. Training camp came around. All we hear from training camp is that Demarius Randall has by far distanced himself from Rollins and looks great. But we still have this frustrating game from him. So maybe it's just Stephon Diggs is that good. Bradford was playing that well.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Diggs ended with, let's see here, 9 receptions, 182 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah, so over 20 yards a catch.
When they needed a catch, he was there, and he would catch it for him, and then he would run with that ball. We didn't have many he-catches-it-we-tackle-him moments.
Right.
He got a lot of yak yards after the catch. On another positive note, because you need positive notes on a loss.
And by grab a cookie on the way out. It'll make you feel better.
So, Kenny Clark, our number one draft pick, had to fill in for LaTroy Guyon, who was injured. He looked really good. Very happy with how he played. That's a good sign moving forward for
us.
Another player who looked really good for his second week in a row, Nick Perry. I'm not sure why, but I kind of felt like he was settling into where we should expect to see him last year. Kind of hit his ceiling, I think me and a lot of other people felt like, and he was playing really well. He's looked a lot better so far this year than he did last year. All over the field, stuffing the run. It's been fun to watch so far with him.
You know, before we get on to the next part here, I didn't really pay attention enough to how many penalties the Vikings got in the game. Did you see that?
I saw that, and I've heard about it since the game. Oh, the refs in the NFL, they love the Packers. They do everything they can to make sure the Packers win.
Even when the Vikings win, they still play that
because,
card.
Because, as we've mentioned, we live in the heart of Minnesota, and we get to... Because we've talked about Packer fans overreacting. It's the end of the world. Rodgers is done. Also overreacting, I feel, is Viking fans. They're 2-0. They beat the Packers. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that can go wrong. Because today it came out not only that Matt Khalil's probably gone for the season, but or is gone because he's on injured reserve, but Adrian Peterson now needs surgery on that knee.
He just had it today.
He had the surgery today. Yeah. And he's gone
multiple
best case scenario until December for the playoffs.
Right.
But according to all the fans...
And you also lost your starting quarterback.
Yeah, and Teddy's gone.
Yep.
But according to the fans, no big deal. It's a good thing for them because, as they say, Asiata and McKinnon together are better than Peterson was.
Yes.
And Bradford is better than having Teddy. Everything that's going on, they think, oh, no problem.
You're not getting worked up at all. So where
you
are, I was going...
Take my soapbox.
We got... Minnesota whistled 13 times for 137 yards.
That was like our whole offense.
Yeah. well, but then, of course, we had that pass interference penalty at the end of the game that allowed them to keep
pretty much
ball.
Sealed the deal for us.
That was tough.
So we did offense. We did defense.
Well, we
quickly
did defense.
Touch.
I like how we led from the secondary to go into the special teams and...
Do you want the good news or the bad news first with special teams?
Good news.
We blocked a punt.
Yes,
first punt of the game. That's always fun. And we both mentioned when we watched it, you see the blocked punt kind of going towards the sideline, bouncing around, weird shape ball. You never know what's going to happen. Jared Aberdare is right there, backs away, doesn't get near the ball, doesn't risk messing it up and giving it back.
And runs quickly out of bounds to get away from it.
Enjoyed
coaching.
That.
Smart.
You want the bad news?
It starts with the name of what?
I don't know. Is it Shum? Scum? How do you say it?
I think this week it's Scum. S-C-H-U-M. Oh, he looked bad.
We've had inconsistencies at punter for too long. It can't be this hard to find a punter.
Apparently it is. Apparently. And he's in the dome. I don't get it.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. Totally. All right, let's kind of bring her together here.
So
put a bow on it.
Basically, overall, got lucky a lot with mistakes the Vikings were making. You mentioned all the penalties. And we got lucky that not all our mistakes, because we did make a lot, didn't come back to bite us in the rear. Recovered 2 out of 3 fumbles.
Yep.
A lot of other mistakes that kind of seemed to get swept under the rug, and we got to keep going. So... Could have been worse than it was. frustrating part of it was all that wasted time we had on the final drive. Seems like a frustration we've had for quite a while now with McCarthy. His clock management, there's always our patented Packer wasted timeout, at least one.
Did you read that article in Sports? You're getting Sports Illustrated, right?
I am.
Did you read that article about time management? It was about a month ago.
No.
You should, if you still have it, take a look. There's a guy who, he wrote a book, as the saying goes, he wrote the book on clock management. And it's really interesting and how they look at it. Sometimes it makes more sense not to take a timeout than to take one and stuff like that. So,
okay.
And that's for anybody. If you go digging around, maybe you can go to the library. They usually keep them around for a while. So
defense looked great. Offense a little lackluster.
I'd say a little more than out of sync.
Maybe, and I was thinking about this today when I was supposed to be working, that...
You do that too?
Maybe, because I think both of us were a little upset to see a week four bye.
Yes.
Going into the season. You don't want it that early. You want it in the middle of the season, kind of smack dab week eight, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a good thing. It might help us kind of get our feet under ourselves, get rev back up, get our offense back on track, our quarterback back on track. And I'd be happy to go 2-1 into the bye.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you. So I'm going to let you do the game ball. I got a pretty good idea who...
How will you do the game ball? I think I've done it the last 2 weeks.
What? I want you to do the game ball.
How about we do the game ball?
Do
you think we can handle that?
All right. And the game ball goes to...
Daniels. Mike Daniels. I thought we were just doing the last name.
But same guy.
Daniels. There it is.
We did not obviously rehearse that. Yeah, he's just a beast. And I saw something online yesterday or this morning talking about there was like one of the chief, I don't know, it was a GM or something, head scout for a team, and they said that Daniels is overrated. There was another player that said his head heels over him. It's like, yeah, just keep doing that. Let the guy keep that chip on his shoulder.
I'm fine flying under the radar.
All right, you want to do predictions?
We'll do predictions. I'm a little behind. I got to get the tally on how we're doing so far, so I don't have an update on who's winning, even though it's probably me.
Probably.
But we'll find out. I'll get ready for next week. So going into next week,
and you got to forgive Sean. He was having computer problems, and something I forgot to mention. We need to put this on there, on the sheet here or the script to remind our listener on the day we record. So if they listen to it, and then there's other news.
Yeah, we're recording this right now on Wednesday night. We got a little bit of a late start to the week on the podcast. A little bit of drowning our sorrows.
No, Wednesday's good. Wednesday's good. All right, NFC North predictions. Minnesota, 2-0. At Carolina, 1-1.
Who you got?
I got Carolina.
Okay. I was going to go Carolina. I think... It's going to be a close game, I think. I don't think Adrian Peterson getting injured is such a gift to the Vikings like all the fans seem to think it is. But I think I'll take the Vikings. Just we'll make this interesting.
Yeah.
The spread, if you're a betting man, is 7.5-point favorites for Carolina. Seems a little heavy to me. I would definitely take the Vikings against the spread.
Well, you typically get 3 playing at home, so it's 4.5 if they're playing on a neutral. And being a betting man, that's why you know the spread.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Chicago 0-2 at Dallas, 1-1, Sunday night football.
Just the fact that the Bears are going in their second primetime game in a row and they look horrible.
Cutler hurt his hand.
Yeah, they looked horrible so far, and now there's no Cutler.
Yeah.
So... We'll see how that goes. I got Dallas.
I got Dallas.
No, I got Dallas.
Yeah, it's two for Dallas.
All right. And then another noon game. Lions 1-1 at Packers 1-1.
At our first game of the year.
Back to Lambeau.
We're back at Lambeau. Did you realize that this is the first time that we've had back-to-back road games to start the season since 1924?
I did realize that. Keep up. So, no, I didn't realize that. But I do realize.
Who was the head coach back then, and, you know?
1924?
Yeah.
Was that Curley?
Yeah.
Look, I know a little bit. So,
you read the plaques when we were at Lambeau. So you pick Green Bay. I pick.
The Green Bay Packers. I was gonna say the Green Bay. I don't know why.
Or if you're a national announcer, it's the Green Bay Packers.
It will be nice. We are at home 4 weeks in a row now, with a bye week in there.
Yeah, that will be super, and hopefully we can, as you said, win this one out, get the bye, and come back and hit the ground running. Any other words of wisdom there, Sonny?
No. I'd say just join the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
We got people joining. It's fun to talk on there. Otherwise, you got anything?
No, I like the Facebook group, too. You know, just talking about, like we do, saying we're in the heart of Viking country. You know, share where you are. And
yeah, like when people join the group, then they post where they're from. That's fun to see.
Yeah, I think we got Peg from Milwaukee or something that just came in there.
Surprisingly small number of people from Wisconsin on the group. They're all over the world.
It's crazy. But thank you for those who have signed up. And until next week,
go Pack, go. And the sky is not falling quite yet.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack, go!